This morning, we come to the tail end of the seventh chapter of the Gospel of John. And as we do so, let us read the word together, starting at verse 37. Now, on the last day of the great day of the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the people, therefore, when they heard these words, were saying, "This certainly is the prophet." Others were saying, "This is the Christ." Still others were saying, "Surely the Christ is not going to come from Galilee, is he? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the descendants of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said to him, "Why did you not bring him?" And the officers answered, "Never has a man spoken the way this man speaks." The Pharisees then answered them, "You have not also been led astray, have you? No one of the rulers or Pharisees has believed in him, has he? But this crowd which does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, he who came to him before, being one of them, said to them, "Our law does not judge a man unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it?" And they answered, "You are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So Lord, as we come to your word this morning, may you lead and guide our hearts in your truth for your name's sake. Lord, help us to love you and glorify you in all things. And as we turn to the preaching of your word this morning, Lord, may you lead and guide us in greater love and unity for you and for your people, for your gospel and for your kingdom to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we are here in the Gospel of John, we see that this saga where Jesus is here at this feast is continuing. As we looked last time we were here in the Gospel of John, we saw that this was the Feast of Booths. And as Jesus came, he came on the first day and he presents himself and he begins to make this claim that truth is found in him. And here on the second day, we see the second time Jesus comes, and it says in verse 37, "Now on the last day, which was the great day of the feast, he stood up and now declares this." And this day, this great day of the feast, this was a huge festival. So in the celebration of the Feast of Booths at this time, people came from all over Israel. They assembled into Jerusalem, and this would have been a party to end all parties. This was a massive event. And one of the things that is significant in this event and at this time was the timing of the Feast of Booths within the calendar year put this event and this feast somewhere before the coming of the spring rains. This was a time where the people were coming in expectation of the pouring out of God's blessings, particularly very physical provisions and blessings that were necessary for life and flourishing among their people. And so one of the things that would happen at this feast is that somebody would go and they would fetch a laver of water, and they would come through the water gate and they would proceed up towards the temple. And so we see here this great significance of here on this great day of the feast, this day where there was a great amount of dancing, Some speculate even great acrobatic kind of displays. This was a festival. This was one filled with light. The whole temple would be aglow. They would have these great lights lit, which is going to become very relevant when we see Jesus' later statements in chapter 8, where he says, "I am the light." But here, what does Jesus do? He stands on this day where they are expecting, expecting and looking in faith to God's pouring out of rain on the land. And Jesus stands here in this time where water is a great theme of this day of the feast, and the people are looking forward to this blessing. And as they are doing so, he stands and he says, he cries out, and he says, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." And we see here that God really is the most masterful author ever. When God created all things, he created nothing haphazardly. He created everything with uttermost attention. And we see that all throughout Scripture, that so many of the wonderful blessings that God gives us in our lives are actually intended to direct us to the deeper things that our soul needs and finds fulfillment in our God. We see right from Genesis, when God institutes marriage, we see later on that this whole institution of marriage, this wonderful institution that we are given, is made to point and direct us to the relationship between God and his people, between Christ and his bride, the church. We see that this is the kind of world God makes. He has Easter eggs hidden in every atom. He makes all of this with such intention and with such beauty. And now we see in the very giving, the very creation of water itself, we see that there is a very deeper reality being put on display. Now, I say this not to just make us all ethereal Platonists. We're not just casting off the physical world, but we're seeing the beauty in this physical world. There is something deeper going on that we see. We have a very real physical need. We are created to need water. We need this to live. It is very often we see that water is very much associated with life. It is water that gives nourishment. It is water that brings forth crops. Without water, what happens? We see that crops fail. Herds die off. Famine erupts. This was one of the great fears, especially in the ancient world. And I even remember as a child growing up on the farm, there was a great time of drought when I was growing up.